Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It was in the Thursday touchdown, John. Jonathan Smith, dead man walking.
Well, it's not gone well. And I know in the day and age, especially when you see coaches like a Kurt Cignetti go to Indiana, and all of a sudden they are in the college football playoffs, they beat a team like Oregon in the span of, same span.
Yeah.
Of, 16 games? Now all of a sudden you're looking at it, well, why aren't we? We're at Michigan State. We should be doing better than Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you look across the country and you think about all the teams, Vanderbilt, you know, just the fact that they're winning in the SEC and it's taken just, hey, one recruit, and that was, for them, their quarterback. And it was two quarterbacks for Indiana. But it was namely the head coach who's been able to attract those players. And when Jonathan Smith came to East Lansing, he brought with himself his quarterback, who was a highly ranked quarterback coming out of high school. It was a big deal that he was coming along with Jonathan Smith to East Lansing.
We're supposed to speed things up.
And it just hasn't happened. And it's been all of the other things of, you know, hey, the defense, porous. Can't stop anything, and the offensive line has not protected Aiden Chiles very well.
Right, and look, in this landscape of college football, you just don't get 4 or 5 years anymore. And I think we've watched other schools make quick decisions and see almost instant success. So Indiana fires Tom Allen, and you get Kurt Cignetti, and it's been quick.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri fired Barry Odom, and Eli Drinkwitz has put them in a much better position. A&M let go of Jimbo Fisher with the biggest buyout ever.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Elko, they're in the top five in his second season. So it's not just Cignetti, although I think Cignetti's the most extreme example.
Sure.
Michigan State can't be afraid of the buyout. I'm sorry, you can't. You have, because John, there is a cost to not buying him out, and it's becoming Rutgers football. So you can save your $30 million and punt the hundreds of millions of dollars that your university could make with a winning program. You can alienate all your alumni and fans, or you could buy them out. I'm sorry. I know it's expensive. What do you get all these dollars from the TV deals for? What are you raking in record revenue for, if not to make the tough calls with your head coach? And no, they haven't fired him today, but John, if they lose by 30, 40, 50 to Indiana, and Cignetti's not afraid to run it up, if Michigan bombs them in their own house, he doesn't need to see November. What's the wait? Like, obviously, they have to get embarrassed more because that's what it took for Penn State. It wasn't enough to just lose the big game against Oregon, and it wasn't enough to lose to UCLA, who had fired their coach. They had to also lose to Northwestern consecutively. So apparently MSU hasn't been thoroughly embarrassed enough,
right?
And they need a few more embarrassments.
Well, I'm never going to be a guy that calls for jobs in season. Because what's it going to do for them this year?
Well,
other than it puts them in the coaching search earlier. It allows them to make more contacts, which they can do some of that exploration behind the scenes right now in regards to, you know, which coach they would want next. And in regards to the buyout, and, you know, this is something that has been highlighted because of James Franklin, the fact that he's got the second biggest buyout of all time. It was originally Jimbo Fisher. Well, still is Jimbo Fisher, but second is James Franklin. It's $30 million, or give or take a couple million bucks, for Smith. And I say that because it depends on, you know, how you're reading the contract, when it happens, and all that stuff. And here's the only thing I don't know, because I know it's been... it's been investigated and it's come to fruition for Penn State. James Franklin has to find, or at least he has to search for another job. And it could be either as a head coach or in the media. And so whatever he gets paid by that next school, or whatever he gets paid by whatever media partner it is that hires him, Penn State only has to make up the difference.
Right.
So it lowers the buyout. And I've got to imagine, and I don't know this for sure, but I got to imagine, because most coaches' contracts are structured the same way, where if Jonathan Smith is fired, he is required to seek employment.
So if Jonathan Smith was fired, immediately you could point to UCLA, grew up in Pasadena. You could point to Oregon State, who started 0-7 and just fired their coach. He may land somewhere else, and it could soften the financial burden.
Correct. For MSU. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But this is going on all across college football. Like, Luke Fickell's another dude. He's more than 2 years in. They got killed by Iowa. Mm-hmm. They were at home and lost 37-0. He's a dead man walking, and you got to make a decision. His buyout is north of $20 million. You got to decide. Do we want to stay in the fight, bite the bullet, spend the $20 to $30 million, or do we want to cost ourselves $50, $75, $100 million by having our program fall on the wayside and not being relevant?
All right, so, and some of that has to do with who hired him. So in Wisconsin, McIntosh, their AD, former player there, he's the one that hired Luke Fickell. Yeah. So he's probably apt to say, I still believe... or the dreaded vote of confidence, but he may be more patient in allowing him to get to where he needs to go if he sees a path. Same thing with Penn State. Like, they gave James Franklin, was it 11 years, 12 years? And so they stuck with him. In fact, they re-upped him. It was, 2019? I can't remember when he signed that 10-year deal. It's a little bit irrelevant at this point, but it was the athletic director, or, you know, they got a different structure there in regards to who hired James Franklin. And they got to the point where, okay, we don't believe this is going in the right direction. The thing about Michigan State is they don't have the same leadership that hired Jonathan Smith.
Great point.
So it'll be easier for them to say, you know what, it's not working. This wasn't my guy anyway. And here is the path for us to soften the blow. If he goes back to Oregon State and gets, you know, what, I don't know, $4 or $5 million a year, the buyout actually could end up only being $10 million.
Right.
Like, and I'm just throwing ballpark numbers because we don't know what that contract would be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, and look, if you hire this guy, Jay Batt, to be your athletic director, you trust him to make tough calls. He also was sold as, and I believe him to be, an expert fundraiser. Now, I don't think he's raising $30 million overnight, but the reality is you got to look big picture here. You didn't hire him. It's not working. It's flatlined. Other players on other teams are saying your guys are quitting, and I can look at the scoreboard and see it. I mean, it's not pretty.
Well, he doesn't have to raise it overnight.
Correct.
Most of these buyouts are the length of the contract. So
it's, some, you don't some have a lump sum, but yes.
Some do, yeah, some don't. Some are paid out over the course of the length of the contract. So it's – I hate that we have become so impatient, but it's not necessarily that we've become impatient. It's – the business of winning and what it means financially to a school when you don't win football games versus when you do.
So where we can take this is clearly you can call in and talk about Jonathan Smith. And if you think there's any chance this guy keeps his job or if you want him to be fired ASAP as a Spartan fan. The other name that has come up, and some of it I think is kind of trolly, but I do at least want to ask about. If he's looking for a gig, does James Franklin make sense? Think about it. Get to it next, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.